With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal agents have made a breakthrough in the 2021 pipe bomb case. The FBI confirms the suspect is in custody now, nearly 5 years after explosive devices were planted outside the Democratic and Republican National Committee offices. That was the night before the Capitol riot. U.S. applications for jobless benefits fell to their lowest level in more than 3 years last week. The number of Americans applying for jobless claims fell to 191,000 from the previous week's 218,000. An Air Force pilot has crashed in the Southern California desert. That happened yesterday. The pilot did manage to eject safely.
Military officials say a fighter jet with the Air Force's Thunderbirds demonstration squadron has crashed in the Southern California desert. The pilot managed to eject safely and is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The F-16C Fighting Falcon went down during a training mission Wednesday morning over controlled airspace.
Mike Hempen reports fire crews responded to that crash near Trona, that's about 180 miles north of Los Angeles, in the Mojave Desert. New fuel standards aim to make life easier for car makers and car buyers.
The administration has announced plans to roll back fuel economy standards for light-duty vehicles.
It was ridiculous, very expensive. It put tremendous upward pressure on car prices.
The transportation secretary said the Biden-era rules aimed at limiting air pollution were completely unattainable for automakers. If the plan is approved, new vehicles would need to average roughly 34 miles per gallon instead of 50. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the major index is struggling so far. The Dow right now is off by 72 points. NASDAQ down by about 3. And the S&P 500 off by 5. This is SRN News. New poll paints a picture of black Americans' religious faith.
The Pew Research Center poll reveals that most African Americans are self-described Christians, 73%. However, like so many other demographic groups, religious affiliation is on the decline. The Pew study also finds that black people are more religious than all other races. 58% of African Americans say their faith is very important in their life, compared to 35% of white Americans and 40% of Hispanics. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the wake of the pandemic, many American mothers lost faith in the institutions that once shaped their lives. Into that vacuum step conservative Christian women influencers who blend religion and personal stories to build trust on issues from food dyes and vaccines to transgender athletes and immigration. Conservative influencer Alex Clark told Religion News Service nothing is politically more powerful than an angry mother. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Unemployment applications dropped to 191,000 last week. It's a more than three-year low, and it could further complicate the Federal Reserve's upcoming decision on interest rates. Fed policymakers meet next week. Delta Airlines says the longest ever government shutdown cost it $200 million.
The shutdown began October 1st and caused long delays and flight cancellations at major airports. It was compounded by the FAA's emergency order requiring airlines to cancel up to 6% of domestic flights as more air traffic controllers called out of work, citing stress and need for supplemental income. CEO Ed Bastian says he's optimistic about strong bookings through the end of the year. George Williams reporting.
Wall Street opened the day not far from where it closed yesterday. I'm Rich Thomason.
You find more of these stories at srnnews.com.